Last Word on Today FM.
Sarah Slattery of the travelexpert.ie is joining us. And I must say, Sarah, I have a very vested interest in this item because my partner and I are expecting our second Baba in the coming weeks. Two under two, madness, apparently. And we're already talking about whether or not we'll get away for a summer holiday this year. So this is the right place to be, I feel. Tell us about the TUI holiday villages.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, you'll definitely have your hands full there. You'll be looking for a place with a crash.
Yeah, a playpen, and I'll be sitting in the middle of it.
Yeah, the TUI holiday villages are actually making me feel seriously old because when I was Googling today, they're actually around for 20 years. And I remember when they were introduced, they're probably the most well-known of your kind of typical, you know, perfect, you know, if you want non-stop entertainment around the clock and kids clubs and all that, they have it. There's 9 of them in total. They're in Spain, Greece, Cyprus, Turkey, lots of different resorts, all TUI. And they're all pretty much the same insofar as they're all 4 or 5 star, all inclusive. So all your food, your meals, your drinks, everything's included. They have kids clubs, they have baby clubs, you'd be glad to hear, right up to teen clubs. So plenty going on. But they also have some added extras, like they might have a high ropes course. They'll all have in pool slides in the pool. But then where it kind of it steps up another level is they have these academies. So they'll have like a football academy, which is coached by, you know, UEFA coaches. They'll have swimming lessons and kids can learn how to swim from age 3 and above in a swimming academy. They even have like a stage academy. So like pop stars, kind of an X Factor type thing, where they've workshops. And then they have a lifeguard academy if your teens want to learn how to life-saving skills. Now, those different academies are an extra charge, but they're actually very reasonable, like €37 for a 2-day football course with UEFA coaches.
But you're lucky, you'd pay anything to keep them entertained. And that's the key, yeah, isn't it? Is that wherever you go, there has to be lots for the kids because it's about their holiday more than mommy and daddy's, really.
Well, a lot of people do say that. If the kids are happy, the parents are happy. I suppose. So that's, I suppose, something that is really, really good. If you're looking for that kind of non-stop activities, plenty going on. And sometimes you'll see these football courses and things like that, and can be quite expensive. They're actually very reasonable and everything else is included in the cost. So there's a choice of different destinations. I just chose the one in Ibiza. It's very, very popular. Short flight, so handy for little ones as well. The kind of price you're looking at there for a family of 4 in June would be €3,736, including your flights, your baggage, all your meals, your drinks, your activities. So that's the kind of price range you're talking at, which isn't too bad for all of that included in the cost.
Okay, so that's the TUI holiday villages and not the TUI holiday villages, which I said earlier, which kind of sounds like a university is looking to make a few extra quid during the summer. Let's move on then and talk about the Zafiro, a resort there in Menorca. They're considered some of the best family resorts.
These are absolutely great value. Zafiro, there's about 14 resorts in total in Mallorca and Menorca. So they're just Spanish properties. Really, again, great activities. A little bit more low-key than maybe what the holiday villages have, but still every, you know, kids' clubs and water slides and pirate ships and the pools and all that kind of stuff. Lots of choice of rooms. They've some 4- and 5-star properties. So you can, like, go step up a level if you choose one of the 5-star ones with a swim-up room and things like that. So it might be a bit more elevated from the holiday village style. But some of them are really good value. I picked Menorca, which is actually a lovely spot, particularly for young families with, you know, young kids. It's not as kind of, I suppose, as overdeveloped or high-rise as some of the other Mediterranean resorts. And the Ryanair started flying to Menorca a few years ago, and people forget, you know, that they go there. So the airfares are really cheap, €154 return in June. And Zafiro have a great sale on at the moment for February. There's 25% off. So you could get a family holiday in Zafiro Menorca, including your flights and your apartment, for €1,700 for a week in June, which is really good for a top rated 4-star property. You can go all inclusive. You can add on your meals if you want to. You'd probably pay about an extra €1,200 to do that. But if you want to do, they sell them on self-catering, on B&B or all inclusive. You can kind of choose. And it's a really good value offering for that sort of standard.
Okay, moving on then, and if you're looking for a theme park without having to go to the expense of flying out to the likes of Orlando, there is somewhere closer to home, isn't there?
Yeah, this is really, Turkey has just exploded in popularity over the last few years. It's seen, there's so many extra flights. We've got Dublin, Cork, we've Bodrum, Alanya, all the Antalya, all the different areas. But this particular one is called the Land of Legends, and it's near Antalya. It's really handy, only 20 minutes from the airport. You can fly from Dublin or Cork, but they have a theme park on site. So they have a water park. They've also got a theme park with actual roller coasters for different kids' ages and everything. And there's like light shows and parades. And so it's definitely the closest you're going to get to Orlando, as you said, which is really convenient. Now, it's not cheap. It is 5-star. They also have a sister property on site, like for young kids, where they, it's a, in conjunction with Nickelodeon. So they'll have like Dora the Explorer themed rooms, or Paw Patrol and SpongeBob and all this sort of stuff. So if your kids are into all that kind of thing, it's gold, you know. Prices are a bit dearer, about 6,500 from Cork, 7,000 from Dublin in June, including your flights, hotel, and all your meals, drinks and everything. But also you've got that theme park access, you've water park access, all of that, all included in the cost of your stay.
Talking about 5-star resorts, then Club Med would be considered another kind of luxurious and more expensive option.
Yeah, these are kind of, I can't believe they're 70 years. There was when the first Club Med resort opened. So very much kind of a different, more kind of high end, I suppose. But there's 70 different resorts across 30 countries. You know, people don't realize they're actually in Asia, then they're in the Caribbean, they're everywhere. They're kind of associated as being French. And a lot of the entertainment can be a little bit sort of in on that style, particularly at nighttime. But the food is absolutely fantastic for an all-inclusive resort. I stayed in one of myself, like really, really good. I think the best buffet I've ever had. And they've got kids club from 4 months, but they also kind of focus a lot on sports. So like the one I was in Portugal had like a flying trapeze course in it. They really go all out. They've got sailing lessons in some of them. So again, there's 70 different resorts worth kind of having a look to see if your kids are into anything in particular, or adults for that matter, like sailing or whatever, because each one might have something slightly different. I just picked the one in Marbella because it's close to home. You can fly from Dublin, Cork, Shannon or Knock. And what, another thing I like about Club Med, a lot of their family rooms are interconnecting. So you'd be looking at about 6,500 for a week all inclusive, and then you'll have to add your flights onto that. Wow. But they're not cheap, but they do include a lot, and they do have that kind of, I suppose, brand that a lot of families like, non-stop activities, you know, really great for kids who want to mix with other kids. It's very, very self-contained.
Okay. And then if families are looking for something a little bit different, because I see you do reference the Sun Gardens Hotel in Dubrovnik and others, but if families are looking for something a little bit out there, a little bit different, and are willing to go a little bit further afield, where would you recommend?
Well, do you know where is absolutely incredible value this year is Marrakesh, and it's definitely, Morocco is having a moment. Lots of flights now. We've got Aer Lingus and Ryanair flying. We've got flights to Agadir as well, Rabat. It's just this, it's huge, really, really booming from Ireland. But Marrakesh is one of those places that people want to kind of see the Medina. They want to kind of get the buzz of it all and all the different senses. But they may not, particularly with kids, want to stay in the middle of it. So there's a nice resort. The reviews are really good, at least. I haven't been in it, but it looks good. Only 5 kilometres from Marrakesh, and also does free, when I say from Marrakesh, 5 kilometres from that centre, that Medina, you know, where all the mad square is. And they do free transfers in and out. But it looks fantastic. 3 different pools, huge spa, massive grounds. So one of the biggest spas there, overlooking the Atlas Mountains. And then all the suites are kind of done in traditional Moroccan style. So it doesn't feel, it still kind of feels like you're in a traditional resort, but has like an aqua park for kids, lots of different restaurants, kids clubs, all that. But the big thing for me was the price. In June, this is a 5-star resort with an aqua park. In June, the 9th of June, flights and hotel, all inclusive, all your meals, drinks included, $2,516 for a family of 4, which I thought was exceptionally good value.
I'm actually looking at it here on your website, TravelExpert.ie, and I actually thought that might be a typo, because that seems like incredible value for what you're getting.
Yeah. No, before I came on, I double checked because I thought it was too cheap myself. So I thought that was great. And it, particularly, it's a place that a lot of people are actually interested in, you know. So yeah. I thought that could be a good option. Another place I picked up was Madeira. It's kind of more known. It's often you know, called the Hawaii of Europe, and it's a kind of a tropical island, great for hiking and outdoor kind of pursuits, that sort of thing. But the resorts, the Dreams resorts that are in the Caribbean, people would may be familiar with them. A lot of you might have got honeymooners going there. Their all-inclusive arrangements are really good. You can eat in any of the restaurants, you know, unlimited drinks, very, very, very good all-inclusive. They have a five-star resort there with kids clubs, splash park, all of that, great for kids. And it's on a marina as well. And I thought the price wasn't bad for that. Again, it's five star and it's all inclusive. So super. 4,629 for a family of four in June. And that's flight from Dublin or Shannon.
Okay, grand. Finally then, and briefly, have you any tips, Sarah, for keeping two under two quiet on a flight, or is that extra?
Yeah, I can't even say show them a device or anything.
No.
I know. I think when they're at that stage, hopefully they'll sleep.
Yeah.
But no, I think at least there's two of you. You'll have to just take one each and hope for the best.
Yeah, we've gone from man marking to zonal, I think is the best advice.
Well, the only thing I will say is just watch the transfer times, because I know so many people who like try and book short flights because, you know, they think they don't want to be too long in plane, and then they get off the plane and they're 2 hours in a transfer to the North Mallorca or far end of the Algarve. So just watch that as well, because hanging around for the bus and being on that, you know, the plane can actually be easier a lot of the times than having a 90-minute or 2-hour bus ride. So that's about the only tip I'll give you.
Thanks very much for that, Sarah. Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie.
The Last Word on Today FM.